This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sometimes eating is not an experience. Shoving toast into your face while scanning your emails is one example. But in Los Angeles, some restaurants are really trying to play to the experience of dining out by making food that looks really weird. Diners are clamoring to pay for tickets to eat a bowl of orange and neon blue noodles swimming in a pool of bright green broth, Marketplace's Sasha Woodruff reports.
Atop a hill in Hollywood, outside an established Japanese restaurant called Yamashiro, diners wait for a ramen dish that is probably more experienced than meal. Customer Sarah Katz read about it online and was intrigued.
I'm looking to be surprised and to do something that would be cool and different.
Diners are led into Nakamura, a UV-lit mobile restaurant housed in a shipping container. Chef Skip Engelbrecht serves up his ramen meal.
Anaki mushrooms, nori, six-minute egg, togarashi, and the lumen noodle.
The otherworldly concoctions come from natural substances. Chlorophyll glows red, quinine that tastes bitter glows a bright blue, and for a lurid green, vitamin B12.
It is, of course, very bitter, so you have to be quite careful with your balancing of all the flavors.
That's Sam Bompas of Bompas & Parr, a food experience studio that helped create the fluorescent noodles. Diners pay $83 to stand at a counter and $158 for a sit-down meal that lasts about 30 minutes and includes a glowing cocktail and dessert. Romy Maloon of the arts organization Dashboard helped produce the mobile restaurant. She says at capacity, 105 people move through the space per night.
This is a ticketed experience. We have a good idea of what our food costs are going to be up front.
It sold out the first 3 weeks and dropped to about 75% of capacity after that. The National Restaurant Association expects restaurant sales to reach a record $863 billion this year. But foot traffic is down as diners turn more to delivery. The association's Hudson Reilly says customers want new experiences.
It is entirely logical that pop-ups only become more prevalent.
Full-time restaurants associated with pop-ups can benefit from the buzz, and they don't have to worry about long-term costs. Bompas and his partner started creating short-lived food experiences about 10 years ago. They still draw people in with things like
a 200-course meal, which was a course dropping every 7 minutes and 14 seconds for 24 hours.
This ramen shop is wrapping up its 6-week Los Angeles run. The creators are looking for a new city to pop up and offer diners a taste of glowing noodles. I'm Sasha Woodruff for Marketplace.